I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. I pretty much got to wear what I wanted when I was in school. We didn't have uniforms, but in the UK, school uniforms are the norm. In most public schools, that means girls in skirts, boys in pants. And if you don't happen to fit into traditional categories, too bad. But now an increasing number of British schools are introducing gender-neutral uniform policies. It's part of a government-funded drive to make schools more sensitive to kids questioning their gender identity. Zita Lomax is an LGBT campaigner in the UK. Her 14-year-old daughter, Tanya, describes herself as gender fluid, but she goes to a school that insists on different uniforms for boys and girls.
So they're already dividing their children just by gender as soon as you walk in the school. And it's funny because I did ask her recently how she feels about that. She was just basically, oh, it's just really weird because they just separate us straight away. Normally when you go in the mornings, the teacher will say, okay, boys do up your ties and girls pull down your skirts. And it's just like, what a way to start the day, just genderize everyone and make presumptions about everyone.
Have you asked Tanya what she would like to wear?
Yeah, she wants to wear a shirt and tie.
Yeah.
But if she does, she'll get a consequence.
What, would she get expelled from school if she did that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. She did once get her hair cut short and slightly shorter on one side than the other. And she got a 5-day exclusion because they said she would be a bad influence in the playground. So
just for a haircut?
Just for a haircut. So in this particular school, if she wants to do it, fine. But I haven't pushed her to do it yet because we're trying to actually work with the school around everything first rather than put my daughter on the line of just going in and being I am going to wave the flag for everybody. But I think she might be getting to the point where she wants to do that.
It's strange, though. I mean, didn't you Brits invent the bob?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Who knows?
Where is the resistance and pushback coming from to gender neutral clothing?
People get very worried about change for really no reason whatsoever, in a way that young people don't. Young people, they have a best friend. If their best friend comes to school in a skirt one day, if they're a boy, what they will be worried about still is, are they still going to be their best friend? Are they going to be nice to them and treat them well? They're not going to be worried about what they're wearing. And equally, a teacher wants their child to learn what they're wearing. If they're comfortable in what they're wearing, they're going to learn much better than if they're not comfortable in what they're wearing or being forced to wear something that they really don't want to wear.
Well, 80 schools with gender-neutral clothing policies is 80 more than there were 10 years ago, right? Do you think progress is being made and it's being made quickly enough?
It isn't being made quickly enough. No, not by long means, but it is a start. For trans young people, it is very important that they are able to access the uniform that they feel that they should be wearing without it being a big fuss. And it's equally as bad for girls. You know, I was in a girls' school recently. I was doing an assembly down there and I just happened to go on a day when it was a non-uniform day. And normally the girls are forced to wear skirts. Now, on this particular day, out of 1,000 young women that were in that school, only 10 of them chose to wear a skirt that day. And the girls were very upset about, you know, we have to wear skirts every single day. We don't want to wear skirts every day.
I mean, school uniforms, regardless of gender, generally speaking, I'm thinking of our American listeners, they'll probably be kind of surprised to hear that government-funded schools still insist on uniforms at all.
I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. But what can change very soon and very simply is for them just to take out the words girls and boys when they write a uniform policy. But I think we should be thinking about doing that throughout the school anyway. It's not just the uniform policy. It's within how we genderise children all the way through their school life. Things like when a teacher will say, can all the girls stand up or can all the boys stand up? We don't really need to be doing that. We don't really need to separate everyone from gender all the time.
Zita Lomax, an LGBT campaigner in the UK, telling us about the new gender-neutral school uniform policy that's been adopted by some 80 schools there. Zita, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Cheers.